10th pack of Shri's Mishnah Beit. Hashoyfer is Tapar B'chilka B'Rosh Hashanah. The person shechted a cow and he split it up between various people, and now they owe money for the meat that they received. Im ha'yachoyish ma'uba mishamit. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of the 8th year. So if he shechted it on Rosh Hashanah itself, so it's already after Shemitah. The Shemitah wouldn't be mishamit. So he was saying that he thought it was the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And then Ivru Hashanah, if it's a Chodesh Me'uvah, means it ended up that they added one day to the previous month, and it was really Erev Rosh Hashanah. Since it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, it comes out that when Rosh Hashanah sets in, it's the time of this halakha of Shemitah discussion, the time that the Chov cannot be collected anymore. He loses his right to collect the Chov. Now, we have a little problem. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if you're the only type of Chov that Shemitah renders not collectible is a chayiv of money for money. Here is a sale. And we saw before that money for a sale, Shemitah anyway is not a Shabbat. So there are many Rishayim that learn that in a Chanaim this Mishnah disagrees with the previous Mishnah and is not Lalacha. That is what many Rishayim learn. Though the Rambam learns that he does pass like this Mishnah. He seems to understand that the idea behind Hakavas Chanus in the previous Mishnah, that money in exchange for goods, Shemitah is not a Shabbat, is because we're talking about a case where it was set up in a fashion that it's not collectible till a later point of time. And therefore, a Choyv, which is not collectible during Shemitah is not a Shabbat. It's only a Shabbat, a Choyv that was collectible in Shri. So here we're talking about a case where he wanted immediate payment for it. In that case, even though it's payment for goods, but since the deal is that he'll pay back immediately and was collectible on Shemitah, and then when the end of Shemitah comes, it's rendered non-collectible. So once again, we have a machlokes rishonim, whether it's dependent on what type of choiv it is. If it's a choiv money for money, Shemitah is meshamet. If it's for goods and service, it's not meshamet. As we explained in the previous Mishnah, Rama seems to learn. The main point is, if it's something that would have been collectible at this point of time, then it's rendered non-collectible. If anyway wouldn't have been collectible at the end of Shemitah, then Shemitah will not be Meshamet. The Mavid Meshamet, if the day that he shechted this animal was Rosh Hashanah, then a Mavid is no Shemitah because the Chov initiated after Shemitah was finished. Oynes is somebody raped a woman or seduced a woman, or he's most ashamed of it. He said lies about her, that she was in the Israel Arayas, and he has her. So these are all the situations where she owes the woman money, or any might the bezin, that the bezin already passed him that he owes money. Ein mishamet. There are many different perushim why these chayvos are not mishamet. It could either be because it's not an exchange money for money, it's just another type of chayv. There's other svaras also, that something that's already Mike the Bezdin, we'll see later in the Mishnah, that there's not a limitation to Shemitah's Ksofim. If technically we say that he already has the money in his hands, then the Shemitah is not Meshamet. So over here, that the Bezdin already is taking charge of this loan, of this fine, so it's considered that he has more control over the money, since Bezdin already issued a sack that he has to pay it, and therefore Shemitah is not Meshamet. Since that was partially collected, the Rosh says the other way around, that a knosis, the halacha is, if a person's moida that he pays the knas, he doesn't have to pay it, only if he doesn't admit to the knas. So since he has a way of getting out of it, it's not considered full for its loan, and therefore Shemitah is not affected. After everything said and done, for various reasons, money that is payable for these types of knosis, Shemitah does not affect the Chayv. He has to pay it even though Shemitah passed by when he owed the money. Hamavel Amashkoi, the person made Alvah and he made it on a Mashkoi and he gave the security to the Malva. So here is a similar idea to what I mentioned before, that since he already has the security, which is a partial payment, he can use it eventually as payment, he has the money in his hands, and that type of Chayv, Shemitah is not Meshamet. So Moishish Teresh Lebez and Ainim Meshamtim. Also, if somebody gives over his documents, IOU notes to Bezin and says, you collect them for me, Bezin has the right to collect them. And this is an introduction to the next Mishnah of Puzzle, which we'll see soon.